bless us.
Lord bless your heart. Ready tonight. All right. Let's believe the Lord. How great He is and how wonderful He is to His people. And we have His divine love overshadowing us in the cloud of the living God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, touch your people tonight. And I believe you're all around us right now. And I believe your power is ready to do whatever we ask. And we believe in our heart. And we command all the pains, Lord, by any worry or anxieties to depart. Give thy people peace and joy. The joy of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Bless them together. And anyone new here tonight, let them understand the power of thy word on their life. This is the time, Lord, that you've called such a one to the Lord. And to live for you, time is running out. And we know that. Thank you, Lord, for leading us this far. And you're going to guide us all of the way. You never did start a trip unless you finished it. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. Well, praise the Lord Jesus. My, go ahead and be seated. The Lord bless you. Amen. Are you ready tonight? Well, it's really great. Now, we'll get on this message here and we'll see what the Lord has for us. And I believe He's going to really bless your heart. Now, you know, after the translation, now we speak quite a bit of the translation, second coming of Christ, the end of the age, and so forth like that. Tonight we're going to talk a little bit after the translation, what's going to be like in the people, just a little bit on that tonight. And then we're going to have other mysteries and little short subjects and so forth as the Lord leads me. And so you listen real close, and the anointing is very powerful. And no matter what you need out there in the audience, no matter what you want the Lord to do for you, it is right here tonight. Now, you know, right now in the time that we live in, we've got crime, we've got terrorism, we've got nuclear threat around the world, economic problems all over the world are coming again later, population hunger, and it's pushing the people towards a global system. And it's pushing them right in the wrong direction. And then after that will come the great tribulation. But before this, we will have the catching away. Listen to this right here. Now, we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together. How many of you believe that? In the clouds. Now, that's 1 Thessalonians 4:17. And it goes on to say, the trump of God shall sound. And we which are alive and remain upon the earth are caught up. We disappear with the Lord. We go into a dimension with Him and we're gone. And then after that, after the translation, then upon the earth. And I won't try to get to all of tonight. It is a real hard, real long subject. And if you do, you have to go to many Old Testament brings it out, New Testament. But we're going to have different subjects. But anyway, it'll be like a science movie to some people, like a fiction that's taking place. But it's not. They'll see the graves evidently opened. They'll see people are missing in their families. Some children, youth, may miss their mothers, and mothers may miss the youth. Whoever's got the Lord. But they'll look around and see all of these things. Something has occurred upon the earth. Satan will try in every way that he can to try to startle them away from what has taken place. For he knows what has taken place and he blasphemes God after it takes place. Now, moving into the age where science, people say, you know, when that takes place, earlier when we had the cars on the highways and the trains and the airplanes and no way they would just go up and go down and so forth and pilots in them, so forth like that. And now, with the electronic systems that we have, our highways will probably be electronic control. There'll be very few accidents that many people thought would take place. Albeit they will be some. Then same as the air controllers in the planes. Most of that is by computer and so forth like that. And as the age closes out, it'll all be in a great electronic system upon this earth. Howbeit, they will know something has taken place on the earth. There will be a void, saith the Lord, a missing feeling. Oh. It'll be there too. And no matter what they're trying to do, and especially those that just missed it by not believing in the word of the Lord and the anointing and power of His oil of the Holy Spirit. See? And what He gives in the Bible. And Matthew 25 begins to tell us just exactly, and the door was shut. And the ones that were awake, the ones that were willing and awake and wanted to hear the message of the Lord and wanted to understand those and expected the Lord, those are the ones that it didn't slip up on. How many of you believe that tonight? To some, it'll be a solemn, you know, they had salvation and decided that's as far as they wanted to go with the Lord. And the Lord, in the Bible, and the Holy Spirit telling about the miraculous power they needed to get out of here, about the great faith that would come out of great, powerful anointing. Without that faith, you will not translate, saith the Lord. Oh, so we see something else, a great substance behind that. No wonder He said, come on in deeper. Get on in here deeper. and deeper. Now, there's a great tribulation for some of those that have salvation, and that's some people explain it in many different ways. I believe myself, people that have once heard the Pentecostal message and heard the proper way that it's preached and the power of the Lord, and they think, you know, maybe they're one of those out. I wouldn't think that way at all, because it'll probably be people that didn't know anything about the real blessing of the Lord, because they'll fall away into something that's similar or false and so forth like that, and they'll be deceived away from the Lord. Who these people are is only known to the Lord. How many of you believe that? The same as He knows the elect, He knows every one of them. We may not know each individual of who is the elect, but the Lord won't miss a one of those, and He'll know. So a solemn to them, they won't know what to do. And this is after the translation. Now, you say, I wonder what will be going on. Well, the Bible itself revealed. The Lord revealed to us what one part of it would be like. You remember when the prophet Elijah was translated and taken away like that. And Elisha was left down upon the earth there, and the sons of the prophets. Well, we know what happened. The Bible said they run out and began to mock and to laugh and to make fun. Now, at the end of the age, you're going to see those that knew the Lord, heard about the Lord, and some of them didn't even really get to go to church, but they knew all about the Lord. It's going to have a solemn effect upon them. Many of them will give of their lives and so forth that during that time. Only God knows who those are. Be a solemn effect, while the others will laugh it away. And some will say, well, you know, we've been seeing some of these saucer lights and these things here. Maybe they just picked them all up. Maybe they did. I mean, you're still with me. We don't know how the Lord does it, but He's going to come and get us in light. And He's going to come in great power when He comes. And then people, and there'll be a like they did the prophet. Now, he showed that's where it was at, because in the symbolism. And they had 42 youths. Young people will be laughing, some of them, you know, on narcotics and these things they have today. And they don't know, you know, and they're stoned and drinking. Different things are happening to them in their life. And then people that's stone sober will do the same thing, you know, and atheism and all of that. And the Bible brought it out. There was a youth, it said, 42 of them. That's 42 is that tribulation period of great tribulation, the 42 months in there that's going to be. And 42 youths run out. And these great big bears, like Russian bears, see at the great tribulation that comes down upon him. And it said that the prophet could no longer stand it, and God moved upon him. And so when he did, he brought the bears out of the woods, and the youths were torn and slain for laughing and mocking about the great translation that had just taken place. So that reveals to us what's going to happen. But the great bear, Russian bear, at the end of the tribulation also reveals to us the laughing and all the scoffing that takes place there. And then a solemn effect on some of those, because some of them, the sons of the prophets and different ones with Elisha, they were just stricken. They didn't know what to do or where to turn but just run to Elisha there. So we see a solemn effect is left. Now, in the days of Enoch, it said that he was taken, that he could not be found. And the way the scripture reads that, you know right away that they searched for him. They didn't know what happened to him, but he was gone. Sometimes they'll go out and they'll search for the mothers, their fathers. They'll search here for their relatives. They'll search here and there. But it is over with. You could bring that into this stark terror as it takes place. But nevertheless, there is a group of people living now, evidently in our time, in our age, there's a group of people that will be taken out alive. And we which remain and are alive are caught up together with those that have died in the Lord and were forevermore with the Lord Jesus. How wonderful that is. How great that is. So all through the scriptures, then what a place. Revelation chapter 6. Revelation chapters 8 and 9 and Revelation chapter 16 through 19, they tell you a real story of the catastrophic darkness upon the earth and how the earth and everything is taking place. It is not a safe place to be here at that time. And then there's millions fleeing in every direction as great Babylon systems and the world systems rise together. And so they flee into there. And the Bible says in Revelation 12, about verse 15 through 17, and all the way through, the others are caught up, and then it shows the seed fleeing in the wilderness. It says here, they flee from the face of the serpent, old Satan incarnate. And they flee from the power of that serpent in the wilderness, hiding in every way. Some will be hidden and protected. Others will give of their life, and they will die by the millions and millions upon the earth at that time. But they flee, the old dragon, Satan. They flee from his face at that time, and he sends a flood out, orders from his mouth to destroy them. And those orders are in an army, a flood that goes out in all kinds of surveillance, and a real regular troops are sent out to search them out and to find them. Like in the days they searched for Elijah. Amen. In Enoch's time, he was not found. That means they searched for him at the time. So great searching goes on to get the seed that's left and destroy them. That keep the commandments of God at that time. So we find out it's moving right along there. And so, anyway, you want to be in the translation. You don't want to, what I say, kind of drag around. Put it off and say, well, if I don't make it here, I'll make it. No, you won't make it over there. I don't believe talking like that. How many of you believe that? I believe when it comes to the knowledge, and once it pierces the ear, and the power of the Lord is just right on that person, they better want to go in that translation. They better have it all their heart, no matter what. They may have a few of their mistakes. They may not be perfect, but he's going to bring them into perfection as close as he can get them. And they better hold on to that light and don't wonder about, well, if I don't get in there now, I'll get in there later. Those I don't believe will be there. That is a certain group of people. Some believe, and always preach it. I believe the secret from the Lord on it, what it is. It works in various ways. Many of those are the Jews. We know that. And others will be people that had the gospel preached and accepted a certain amount of the gospel. They had love in their heart, a certain amount of it. They had a certain amount of the word, but they did not, saith the Lord, carry the word out. It's like somebody hands you something, but you don't distribute. How many of you can say praise the Lord? They didn't carry out what the word said, and they were trapped, and the door was shut. He didn't know them right then, but later there's an opportunity for certain groups of people that only the Lord knows. Many of those that have heard the gospel preached over and over and over that never accepted it, you can just expect them to believe the great delusion. Like a great massive fog over the earth shall it come in gross darkness, Isaiah said. And just sweep them on in great delusion away from the Lord. This is our time as never before. Now listen to this right here. As we go, the bride about this time is caught up. Now, just before the trumpets. Now, these are the minor trumpets. The major trumpets are coming, but these are the tribulation trumpets. This is in the midst of the tribulation now. Listen to this right here. Revelations 7:1. Now, in Revelation 7:1, did you ever notice? Going to bring out something here. In Revelation 7:1, there was no wind. And over here, in Revelations 8:1, there was no noise. Now, let's put this together. Now, sometimes in the book of Revelations, one chapter may be ahead of the other chapter, but it doesn't necessarily mean that that event will take place before the other. It's kind of put that way to keep it a mystery and so forth. Sometimes they're in rotation and so forth like that. But nevertheless, we can find out what this means here. Now, in Revelation 7:1, and after these things, I saw four angels, and they were powerful angels too, standing on the four corners of the earth. There's little bulges. You can't see. The earth is round if you look down at a satellite, but if you magnify it and look close, there's little bulges. Now, four corners of the earth. Now, we went through that, but notice what slipped through us here. Holding on the four corners of the earth, they were holding the four winds of the earth. They were holding the four winds. Now, those angels had power over that nature. Those four were allotted the power. That's like great Michael can come down and do certain things, and Gabriel certain things. Well, they were allotted this. And so they held back the four winds of the earth that the wind should not blow. Now watch. It should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. Eerie quietness. Quiet. No wind. Those that had lung trouble, those that have different heart troubles, there's not going to be the heavy breezes that we've had, especially in the cities, momentarily. They'll start dropping like flies around them. That is an ominous sign the great tribulation is coming. And Jesus said, when this cuts loose later, solar winds strike, stars begin to fall from the heavens because of the great sounding solar winds that are in the heavens. Solar winds are powerful, magnetically drawn. And he said that the great winds, like a tree that was shaken, dropping its figs from there. The great asteroids and stars change. Yet just before that time, there is no wind at all. Stop, saith the Lord, no more wind. Can you ever imagine? You can take how the climate would suddenly happen to the climate, to the snow, to the sea, where the trade winds are, and to the climate, to where it's hot or whatever it is at that time, or cold or whatever it should be. Why, it has everything in this world to do with the weather patterns and so forth. But he says, there shall be no wind on the sea. There shall be no wind upon the earth, and the trees will not blow. So they drop. People with different diseases cannot stand it. Something is up. Ominous. It is coming. Quiet. See, it is the storm. It is the lull before the storm. It is the quietness. See? Before the great devastation, saith the Lord. How many of you believe that? Now, see, it says here that it was no wind. Then right after that, he says, it won't be long. He won't let it last long like that. He's going to drop it back. And when it does, those vacuum holes and that wind comes back in there, you talk about storms. One great asteroid's pulled out at that time. Right time's right to it in that trumpet. He's timed right in there. See? Now watch this right here. And then he says, now hold it just like that. See, all those 144,000 Jews were going into the great tribulation. Two prophets coming. They'll be there for that. They're sealed all of a sudden, just like that. The wind, the boom, cuts loose again on the earth. But all of those things that happen, people begin to look around. The translation's over. People dying and people missing at the same time, nearly. Boy, there's disturbances on every hand. They don't know what to do. They can't explain it away. The Antichrist and all these powers come up trying to explain all these things, you know, to the people. They can't do it. We go right on down through here. And then it said, verse 13, after they're sealed. He went on down in a vision. And John said, who are these with white robes and palm leaves standing here? The angel said, he said, thou knowest. Thou knowest. And the angel said, now the sealings took place. The translation's done gone. The sealing of the Jews, translation's over with. They hold that wind back, see. That's kind of like a signal. When that wind stopped, it got quiet. It was quiet over in Revelations 8. How many of you know that quietness there? Do you see that? Matching it? Over here, no wind. Over here, no noise. See, just like that. And it said, after the sealing of those Jews and the wind, he said, well, these are those that come out of great tribulation. They're not like the ones I was caught up in chapter 4 of Revelations, where I was standing around throwing a rainbow over there. This is a different group, because he didn't know them. He didn't know who they were. He said, angel, thou knowest, I don't know these. And he said, these are come out of great tribulation upon the earth after the sealing of the Jews and so forth like that. And so he told him all about that. And that's verse 13, Revelation 7, 1 and verse 13. See, no wind. Now, notice this, Revelation 8, 1. No wind, now there's no noise. This time in heaven. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of a half hour. When he opened the first seal, it was a thunder. Now all things change. After six seals, things are changed. This seal was placed by itself alone for some reason. The seventh seal. And there was a silence in heaven about the space of a half hour. No wind, no sound. Those little cherubim said that holler day and night and cry out day and night. And they cover themselves and fly, it says, in, down there in Isaiah 6. They cover their feet, it said, they cover their face, and then they did fly with the others. They say, holy, holy to the Lord God, 24 hours a day, day and night. And yet they shut up. Uh-oh, the lull before the storm. The great tribulation is breaking on the world. The bride is being gathered upward towards God. It is a time of the reward, amen. He has absolutely given a memorial, a salute, to those that have stood the test, those prophets and those saints and the elect that listened to him. Oh, those that cherished his voice. Those are the ones that he loves right there. And they heard his voice. And for a half hour, not even those little cherubims could talk anymore. And for as long as we know, maybe millions of years, we don't know, but we know for 6,000 years, it is recorded even in Isaiah down there, that they say, holy, 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 day and night before the Lord. No matter where his spirit is working, there is his presence right before that throne. And he is everywhere and there to give credence right there until he sends them on a message. No wind, no noise. The lull before the storm. He's got his people out now. You know, before that storm, they start gathering together and gone, getting a safe place. How many of you are still with me now? So we find out. And Revelation 10 is silent here, and then suddenly them thunders, pow, 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 boom, boom, pow. Lying a big, great roar in there. And it's electrical currents and flashes of fire and thunder. And a message. Time shall be no more. Striking in there. So that silence smashes them thunders. The graves are open and they're gone now. No wind. No wind. There they stand. Ominous. Their time to repent. Their time to get to God through translation is gone. What a feeling. Storm coming in God's power. How many of you know that the thing to do is to obey the Lord's word and be you also ready? How many of you believe that tonight? I believe that. Now this message, we which remain are alive, Paul said, shall be caught up together with them that have passed on and raised back to be ever with the Lord. See, and the deep revelations that some follow will have to be taken care of later is why I cut each one of those down in there. But that, did you ever imagine with no wind what that's going to be like for a moment? What kind of a feeling is going to come over the earth
He's going to get their attention, isn't he? Amen. See, and then when it comes back, it'll pass over and different things will take place and prophecies begin to take place and so forth like that. Now, tonight, how many of you are ready? Listen to this right here. You know, they call them, and we'll read it tonight to prepare you. That's all I'm going to do in Revelation tonight because you can go very deep, very powerful in there. But he's the great one. And brother, when he gets them together, and he knows exactly what he's doing, and it's prophesied all over the Bible. But the very fact those little cherubim shut up, oh boy. How many of you catch it? Glory. My, how God. He's going to get up, see? Something's happening in there. It's really great. Someday we'll get deeper in that. All right, now, listen to this right here. In the Bible, they're what they call the bees for the believers. The bees for the believers. You know, bees active anyway, but there's the other kind of bees. Listen to this right here. How many of you are ready? Are you prepared? It says here, be kind. Be ye kind one to another. Tender-hearted. Where's the old tender-hearted Christian anymore? In some of our big major cities and so forth. Tender-hearted. Forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake. See, which was the Holy Spirit, hath forgiven you, Ephesians 4:32. Be thankful. Now here you are, be kind, be thankful. This is going to get you on in that translation. Be thankful, enter into his gates when you come to church and so forth, or wherever you're at, or whatever it's happened. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. That's Psalms 104. Great, be thankful. Be doers, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, James 1:22. See, don't just listen, but be a witness to Christ. Tell of the coming of the Lord. Do what the Lord tells you to do. Carry it on through. Don't just listen all the time and do nothing. Do something, no matter what it is. Everyone's qualified to say or to do something, saith the Lord. Oh, yeah, to say or to do something. You can help in some manner. Why? If you pray, and you pray right, and you're an intercessor, that's doing great things for the Lord. Amen. But other people say, well, you know, that don't look like doing too much. I think, you know, I can't find out just exactly what to do, so I don't do nothing. That's him. See, pray. Amen. How many of you believe that tonight? I thought you'd really catch him there. There's a lot more of that going on, you think, across the world. Well, I'm just preaching to people here. It's going all over the world. It's going everywhere we send it. And this is what's taking place everywhere when he speaks like that. It's like in the Bible there. Now, be merciful. Be ready to give an answer. See? Be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you of the reason of hope. When he asks you about salvation, be ready for him. See, God will send him right to you. That's in you with meekness and fear. 1 Peter 3:15. Be ready to give a man an answer for that great hope if he gives and asks you. Be able to witness. I listen to these messages. Give him a tape, give him a book, give him a scroll, give him something, testify, give him a tract. Be ready, the Lord said, to help. See, he's preparing you, getting you ready. Be strong in the heart, in the mind, in the power, in the spirit. Be strong. Be strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might, lean upon it greatly. For there's no greater power to lean upon, saith the Lord. How great he is, Ephesians 6:10. Be fruitful. Be fruitful. How do you see these bees? Bees for believers. Bees for believers here. Be fruitful, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all that is pleasing. Being fruitful in every good work and increasing in knowledge of God. Always willing to listen, to understand what the Lord is revealing. Listen to him. Read the word and understand. Be willing, then you'll be fruitful. And that there is Colossians 1:10. Be transformed. Be transformed. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12:2. By the renewing of that anointing. Allow the praise and the anointing to keep your mind renewed in the power of faith, and at any moment you're expecting the Lord, you believe the Lord, be kind and tender-hearted. Amen. What a message. Did you know? It's getting quiet. Did you know that's going to get you in that translation? And there was a still, small voice. See a silence over in Revelations 8. And then the trumpets break loose and they're gone. And chapter 10 says thunders. And there was a still, quiet voice after all the racket. And a quiet voice told Elijah what to do. And then he was translated. See, still, voice of power. Let your mind be renewed by his power. Be an example. Be thou an example of the believer in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity, pure faith, pure word, pure power. 1 Timothy 4:12, be holy. But as he which is called you is holy, so be ye holy. 1 Peter 1:15. Think on these things. See? Let them sink into your heart. Are you ready? Are you prepared? And those that were ready, saith the Lord, I went in. They listened. They had a good spiritual ear. They had good spiritual eyes for revelation. No people like them ever hence had been upon the earth until this time. And they will listen. He will get them. He will bring them there. So we find out how great it is here. Now, we got some more scriptures right here. Now, B. Now, remember the faith. You have to have that faith. That translated faith is coming through a powerful anointing. That anointing will sink in. It will be in the bodies of the believers. And it will be a powerful, positive. It'll be very dynamic, electrical-like power. Tremendous power. It'll be like light flashing. Powerful. It'll be translated faith. And when he says the word, you're changed. Like a flash of lightning in a moment, in a twinkling of eyes, saith the Lord. As a flash of light, you're with me. How great. And your body is changed. It should be like he is, the Bible said. How great eternal youth, the springs of eternal youth. Body change. The promises of God are positive. None, saith the Lord, shall ever be withdrawn. None. I believe God is really great. That he promises the elect, they're all for us today. From the miraculous to the translation to eternal life and salvation, they're all ours. Then he says, be steadfast. These are be's for the believer. Be ye steadfast, unmovable in the power of God. Don't let any type Christian, any type tell you, this isn't right in the word and that isn't right. Don't listen to him, saith the Lord. Listen to me. For what do they know? They know nothing. And they are nothing, saith the Lord. Stay with that word. You got him? Oh, you can't. See, they can't do a thing with you. See, that's exactly right. Because finally they're not going to have anything but a man's word, saith the Lord. And his name. Jesus said, I come in my Father's name, Lord Jesus Christ. And you receive me not. But another come in his own name and you'll flock after him. Follow after him. It's exactly what he said. He even told you what his name was that he come in. Exactly right. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Bouncing back and forth. Active in the Lord. Active in the power of his spirit. Always doing something for God. Thinking about the Lord. How to help. What to do for others. Praying for others. Winning and bringing in that last soul. In the harvest work of the Lord. Steadfast. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Steadfast, unmovable, unshaken in the work of the Lord, because you know your work shall not be in vain. Yea, your work shall follow you. They'll be right behind you for your reward. How great he is, how powerful he is, from revelation to revelation, from mystery to mystery, from word to word, from promise to promise. Tonight we've got him. The wings of help, the Lord. Amen. How many of you believe that tonight? See, we've got it. Listen to this. One more. Here's the other B for the believer. All these had started with their B. Be doers, be this, be merciful, all that. And I listen to this right here. There's many more in the Bible. We got this much together here. See, they got. Be ready. Be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. In such an hour. As ye think not, Matthew 24:44 in that. See? So full the people. In an hour you think not. They were so full of the cares of this life, they were just packed out with all the cares of this life. They didn't care to know nothing more. Maybe they went to church once in a while, maybe there's pagan cult or what, but they were so full of cares of this life. Modern Pentecostals, you don't know them from anybody else, it's just modern. Can't work, don't work one miracle or anything else happens. But in the day, the modern age, and the cares of this life, in an hour you think not. Well, see, we went into that deeper and deeper, but they had so much to do and look around. See, it was right upon them. In an hour you think, everything looked, but But it's right upon them at that time, and suddenly, the quietness, no noise, no wind, see, it was upon them. Suddenly, it came upon them. So, and there's many more things that'll keep them. They have all kinds of excuses and all kinds of ways and all kinds of things, but God's word will be true. There'll be no way, saith the Lord, to go around that. It's not known for Satan. Satan couldn't go around the word, so he bounced back down, didn't he? Amen. That's exactly right. There was no way for him to go around that word sitting on that throne. When he gave a message or a word for Satan, that was it. There was no way that he could get around that word. He tried to get around that word with those angels. He tried to move around that word every way he could. I can just see him trying to move around that word. He can't, and he left there like a flash of lightning. God gave him wings to fly out of there. Whatever he got on, he was moving fast. He couldn't get around the word sitting in front of him. He just could not get around it. Therefore, he could no longer abide there, saith the Lord. You can't get around this word, see, if you'll no longer abide. But the Bible said that the word will abide with you. That means the word will live in you. And ask what you will, it shall be done, saith the Lord. How many of you believe that? Be ye also ready. That's the closing of that right there. Be ye anointed, I say. Be ye filled with the Spirit of God, as the Bible says. How many of you believe that? Jesus is coming soon. Bees for the believer. Now, after the first part, coming into the translation, these scriptures alone right here, in powerful faith, salvation, and divine love, will cause you to explode into God's kingdom. I mean, literally, God will be with you. Amen. I want you to stand to your feet here. Those scriptures tonight, just a few little scriptures in there. My, what a time the Lord has for His people. And on my cassettes, they're going to feel that anointing faith, that translated faith of power. There is no way to escape what God has said. Many before the flood laughed and said, oh, that'll never happen. But the flood saith, Lord, come on anyway at my word. Many of them are having a big time in Sodom and Gomorrah. Said, oh, we're having this day. They couldn't even see the angels and the signs that God was given. Abraham warning and whatever it was there. And what happened? It just all went up in smoke and fire. And Jesus said it'd be akin to that at the end of the age. Pagan Rome on a drunk orgy binge that the world has never seen. They have never seen anything like the decay of Rome in the history of the world. And you couldn't tell them anything about it, the cares of this life. And they just collapsed as the barbarians run in and took over their kingdom at that time. And you know, Belshazzar, he was having the biggest time of his life, like the end of the age you've ever seen before. Bold, going around the word of God in every which way that he could go with the vessels and stuff from the temple. Having a big time, the cares of this life. He couldn't see the warning that even after it was written on the wall, but it said his knees shook like water. His knees just become like that. And they couldn't understand it. Now today, that handwriting on this message here is on the wall. God doesn't say things to scare people nor put fright in them, but he sure sobers them up. And he wants them sober too. Then he can really talk to them. And he's got more divine love than he'll ever have judgment. I know that. But that's there for a reason. How many of you feel the power of God tonight? So, these people today that try to go around the prophecies, go around the Word of God, go around the Second Coming, go around eternal life. They try to go around. Don't pay them any attention. It's going to come just like all the rest of it come, right down to the end of the age. And time is running out. I believe that with all of my heart. Now, I'll tell you what. I'm going to pray a special prayer. And I believe that God is going to anoint you. Be ye anointed with His power. It took up a little more of my time there. I would have had some of you probably on this platform, but I'll get to every one of you this way. And I'm going to pray for the anointing, and I mean you let yourself loose with God tonight. Remember what he said? Don't just be listeners. My, after hearing a message like that and coming down here and not doing that, let your heart go to God. Amen? Get right in and enjoy. Be a doer of the word that you've heard tonight. Thank God a million times that he has foresaw you and brought you in to hear a message like this. Those that missed this message tonight, my lands, God has it timed right down to the element to where he can talk to his people. I'm going to pray a real strong, powerful prayer over every one of you, and I expect him to really move. Whatever you need, you shout the victory. Are you ready?